This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Power has been transferred in London, ending Theresa May's troubled run as Britain's prime minister. Her successor is former London Mayor Boris Johnson. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Johnson has been appointed as Prime Minister and First Lord of the Treasury, another of the British leader's titles. He visited the palace to meet with the monarch after predecessor Theresa May resigned, failing to secure parliamentary approval for her deal to leave the EU. Johnson will now start work on forming his new administration, but without some leading names. Senior members of former Prime Minister Theresa May's government, including her Treasury Chief Philip Hammond, are resigning as Johnson takes over the job. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller testified Wednesday before two congressional committees. Questions focused on his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. But Mueller disagreed with President Trump's characterization of the probe. More from AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's repeatedly said Mueller's probe exonerated him, but Mueller bluntly told lawmakers he did not clear the president of obstructing the investigation and took issue with the president's characterization.
It is not a witch hunt.
Over several hours, Mueller seemed determined to stay out of the partisan fight, often giving terse one-word answers as Democrats sought to play up his report's findings. Republicans like Devin Nunes billed it as political theater.
It's a Hail Mary attempt to convince the American people that collusion is real.
And bashed Mueller's investigators as politically motivated. The White House cast the day's first hearing as an epic embarrassment for Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomber who rammed his vehicle into a NATO military convoy, killing one Croatian soldier and wounding two others. This is VOA News. A suspected al-Shabaab suicide bomber has killed at least six people and injured six others, including the mayor of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Security officials said the bomber attacked officials meeting at the local government headquarters in Mogadishu on Wednesday. Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack. The terrorist group says it was targeting the UN special envoy to Somalia, James Swan, who had been in the building earlier in the day. Swan has strongly condemned the attack. North Korea fired two projectiles off its east coast. South Korea's military said early Thursday it is Pyongyang's latest provocation amid stalled nuclear talks. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were launched from near North Korea's eastern city of Wonsan and traveled approximately 430 kilometers. The statement by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not elaborate what kind of projectiles were launched. Sudan's military says it's arrested the army chief as well as several senior officers over a foiled coup attempt. It was the second coup attempt reported this month. Earlier this month, the military council, which took over the country after overthrowing longtime leader Omar al-Bashir in April, said it arrested at least 16 active and retired military officers over an attempted coup on July 11th. And the man who found the Titanic will now try to find Amelia Earhart's plane. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Amelia Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, were trying to fly around the world in 1937 when they disappeared. Now, deep sea explorer Robert Ballard and a National Geographic expedition will try to find their plane. They'll be searching an area in the central Pacific Ocean that's about halfway between Hawaii and Fiji, according to National Geographic. 7 years ago, Robert Ballard talked about how challenging it would be to try to find out what happened to Amelia Earhart.
If you ever want a case of finding a needle in a haystack, this is at the top of the list.
I'm Rita Foley.
The Trump administration's restrictive new asylum rule survived an initial court challenge on Wednesday. Announced earlier this month, the new rule bars asylum from migrants who reach the United States' southern border without applying for asylum in any country they pass through on their way to the United States. The directive disqualifies a significant portion of mostly Central American asylum seekers who reach the U.S. border. And a spokesman for Puerto Rico's embattled governor tamped down media reports that Ricardo Rossello is about to step down after 2 weeks of massive protests calling for his resignation. The spokesman told reporters Wednesday that some media had published incorrect rumors and said whatever decision the governor takes will be done publicly. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.